This is Connect on Way FM.
Our guest today, Dr. Susan Michael, director of the ICEJ USA. Welcome, Dr. Michael.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
If someone is not familiar with the ICEJ, can you introduce us to your organization?
Absolutely. First, let me explain. It stands for International Christian Embassy Jerusalem. And we were formed in 1980 in Jerusalem when all of the embassies moved out of Jerusalem in protest of it being the capital of the state of Israel. There were a group of Christians living there involved in different ministries and schools and different reasons. And they seized the moment and they said, we do not support what our governments have just done. And therefore, we're starting an international Christian embassy in Jerusalem that represents the millions of Bible-based Christians around the world who understand the significance of Jerusalem to the Jewish people and, of course, stand with Israel in this decision. And so that's how we started, how we got our name. But our mission statement from day one was right out of scripture, Isaiah 40, verse 1. And it says, comfort ye, my people, says the Lord, speak tenderly to Jerusalem. And so we were very aware that after some 1700 years of really rough relations with the Jewish people, and actually many times in history, Christian anti-Semitism, a teaching of contempt of the Jews and the historical church, we were very aware we were announcing a whole new season of Jewish-Christian relations, one that was more Bible-based, one based on love and support. And so our mission statement was to be that voice of comfort and of Christian love to the people. So how do you do that? But very practical ways. And so over the years, we have had humanitarian aid projects, many of them. We place bomb shelters throughout the country to help protect the people. We have a home for Holocaust survivors. We assist in Aliyah. We do many, many practical things that allow us to demonstrate that we are Christians who love them, support them, and are praying for them. And we're representing millions around the world who support our ministry and that are praying for the peace of Jerusalem.
Why is it important Christians and your organization specifically honor Jerusalem as the capital, say, instead of like, you know, many other entities have done and have set up relations through Tel Aviv? Why is that important to the Israeli citizens these days?
Well, biblically, Jerusalem is the city that God chose to have the temple there, which was the place of his presence. And it became known in the Bible as Zion. Zion really meant the whole city of Jerusalem. And so there's many scriptures that the word of the Lord will go forth from Zion and the law of the Lord, and that one day in the end times, all the nations will come up to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles and worship the Lord there. So Jerusalem is central to God's dealings with the Jewish people, his relationship with them, but also when the kingdom of God is established on earth. So Jerusalem is very important biblically, but politically, you know, Israel's the only country in the world where we try to dictate which city can be their capital. And so that's really hypocritical. And we should let them determine what is their capital and then stand behind that.
What are some of the more current and maybe some on the cusp items that you all have lined up?
Well, over the years, we have assisted over 170,000 Jewish people making their way to Israel in what's called Aliyah, and it means immigrating to Israel. And sometimes they're fleeing persecution or anti-Semitism, or it may be they're fleeing war. Like just recently in Ukraine, we've helped a lot of Jews make their way from Ukraine to Israel. We also helped rescue over 100 Holocaust survivors. These are elderly people that were stuck in Ukraine. They couldn't move. They couldn't get out. And we helped to rescue them and get them to Israel. We support the largest home for Holocaust survivors in Israel. And so we were able to bring in about 17 of those Ukrainian survivors and are taking care of them. We also are still placing bomb shelters throughout Israel. We've placed over 180 bomb shelters. Most of them are in the south near the Gaza area, where there's frequent rocket fire coming from Gaza. And it has saved lives, but it's brought a great sense of security to many communities in the area. We're now kind of focusing, we're shifting our focus to the north of the country. There's a growing threat of missiles from Lebanon. And so we're helping to place shelters where they are needed. So that's just a couple examples of our really big projects these days.
Fans of history, this will probably get the gears turning. Israel is celebrating a very important and notable milestone this year, their 75th anniversary. I understand that you all have published a book to mark the occasion. Could you share about that?
Yes, well, we are celebrating Israel's 75th anniversary in two ways. One is with this book that we published, and secondly is with two gala dinners that we're organizing in May. But let me speak first about why we're doing that, and then we can talk about the particulars. When we're celebrating Israel's 75th, we are celebrating not just one miracle, but many. But it's a miracle of Israel's birth in 1948 against all odds, that out of the ashes of the Holocaust and out of the dust of the desert, they created a state. And the prophet Isaiah spoke about that. He said, "Can a nation be born in a day?" But yes, the minute Zion, had labor, she gave birth to her children. And so he was seeing that day, that in a day a nation would be born. And so we're celebrating that day Isaiah saw, and 75 years ago. But more than that miracle is 75 years of survival that Israel has experienced in the face of wars, threats of wars, and terrorism, and rising global anti-Semitism, yet she has survived it all. And that is a major miracle. But the most amazing miracle of all is that she's not just survived, she is thriving. And Israel, the tiny country the size of the state of New Jersey, is emerging as a world leader in fields like science and technology, in volunteerism and helping the needy. They built one of the strongest currencies in the world. So it's many miracles that we are celebrating when we're celebrating on this 75th occasion. Now, we have done this by organizing two gala dinners. One will be in Nashville, Tennessee on May 7th. Actually, it'll be at the factory in Franklin. And we invite all of your listeners to join us for that. And on May 17th, we have another one in Washington, D.C. These are going to be two very different programs, but celebrating the same 75th occasion. And we're very, very excited about it. We have a lineup of amazing speakers, world-class musicians, vocalists, special guests, dignitaries. It's just going to be amazing programs. But we also have published a book that we're going to be distributing at these events, just giving it away to the attendees. But it's available for sale now on Amazon. And it's called Every Generation Story. And the subtitle is 75 Years of American Christian Engagement with Israel. And this book highlights the stories of 18 Americans across five generations who all made that first trip to Israel and had their lives changed because of it, and came back with a passion to stay engaged in support of Israel, or combating anti-Semitism, or in Jewish-Christian relations. But it was a lifelong passion to stay engaged. And so these are wonderful stories. It's a very encouraging and inspiring read. And we wanted to show that we were celebrating 75 years of Christian tourism to Israel, where our Bibles have come alive and our faith has been ignited. And that's as much of a part of our celebration as it is Israel's history.
You touched on the gala in the Nashville area. Who are the guests that will be part of that evening's presentation?
Well, we have our keynote speaker is coming from Israel. He is a part of Prime Minister Netanyahu's office, working in social media, a young man with a great following on social media. And I think he's going to be a wonderful, fresh new voice, straight from inside Israel. We also have several local political leaders who are coming to greet the crowd. We have guests from the Israeli Ministry of Tourism. We have world-class vocalist Nicole C. Mullen, who will be performing a song that was written by Kathy Lee Gifford. And we are expecting actually Kathy Lee to be there and perhaps introduce Nicole. And then we have a local musician many may know, Aaron Schust, who has a beautiful song of Zion that we debuted several years ago at an event. We've asked him to please come sing it again. And so those are just some of the highlights of the program.
Sounds like a very worthwhile evening and celebrating such a historic milestone. How can folks find out more about either the ICEJ or the gala?
They can go right to our website. It's ICEJUSA.org. And there they can read all about our projects, but they can also click and go to the gala's information to buy a ticket or to purchase the book.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so very much. Our guest today, Dr. Susan Michael, director of ICEJ USA.
Thanks for listening to Connect on Way FM.